Rick Callender, and tonight we have a matchup here in the Midget Championship between the Pirates and Stone Cold. Rick, what are you looking to see in tonight's game? It looks like, from what I've seen from the stats between these two teams all season long when they've played each other, it's always been close. It's been even between these two.
Yes, I would think that both of them are pretty even. I think the advantage, a little bit of an advantage tonight, is that Stone Cold actually came up through the loser's bracket, which means they actually played twice last week during the week. And the Pirates haven't played since last
Saturday. It's been a week.
Yeah, it's been a week without a practice. So they did look for a game in Sandusky, and they couldn't pick one up down there. So they're coming in a little bit rusty, and I think that's the whole secret here is who gets on the board first. And I think Pirates need to really hustle and get it going right early. And I think Stone Cold needs to do the same, but I think if they get on early, it'll be a little easier for them.
So before we get to this face-off, let me ask you, are we going to have a game Tuesday? Monday.
Boy, no, it's going to be tomorrow night because they're turning the compressors off Monday. I don't know. It's going to be a good game.
All right. Well, we've had the opening face-off, and we have Stone Cold against the Pirates. The Pirates are in orange jerseys, black shorts, and we have Stone Cold with white jerseys and black shorts. And do we already have an early goal?
Early goal.
Oh, man,
I didn't even see it.
Stone Cold scoring only 15 seconds into this game to take the early lead of 1-0.
Number seven
gets the goal for Stone Cold. That would be Cam Strusning. All right, so, wow, that was a quick goal. Again, we have three periods, 13 minutes each, with a couple-minute intermission in between each period. Strusning with it now inside the blue line. He'll skate on and looks to dump it in front of the net. No one there.
Ivor Beach didn't pick anybody up in front of the net that time and left a couple guys open, and that's what happened.
Essemacher with it. He'll try to get in the zone. He does. He's got a shot on goal, and he scores. Top shelf to tie it at one.
You let her fly right at the faceoff, Dot.
Only 48 seconds into this game, and we already have a goal for each team.
Well, I guess he's not rusty.
No. What a start tonight between the Pirates and Stone Cold. So we'll have our third face-off already of this game. Stone Cold will control, and he loses it now, and it gets dumped into the zone. Tried to play it off the boards. It deflected off of a Pirate. And now Kennedy's able to knock it down the ice. And an icing is called. Stone Cold tried to stop that icing from occurring. I believe that was Brett Turmel who almost got to the puck.
This is a little faster game than the Bantams we watched the other day, last weekend.
A little, I'd say a lot. Wow, these guys are fast. Logan Buck in the circle for the faceoff. And it goes in the advantage of Stone Cold. Kennedy racing down ice against Rogan Buck. Rogan Buck will get it behind his own net. 1-1 is our score. We're a couple minutes into this championship game. Puck being played around the boards right now. Stone Cold with it. Right in front of the net. And it's deflected out. Pirates will try to get it out of there, and they do. Stone Cold will reset. Kennedy with it on the right side. He puts a shot on goal, wide right. With it now is Turmel. And again, Stone Cold will bring it inside the blue line, aiming over to Kennedy. Kennedy, shot deflected. Pirates have it. They'll try to get something going, but that one was knocked away by Turmel. Stone Cold gets it again. Kennedy tried to pass a little too high for Turmel. Oh, and look at that. Essemacher right out of his bench, and he almost got the puck right to him.
It's probably better he didn't. That would have been too many men on the ice.
Yeah. Susala lost control of it. Puck being handled around mid-ice.
I think it went to the bench.
I think it did as well. And it did. It wound up in the Pirates' bench. So we'll have a face-off. 10:37 to go in this first period, all knotted at one.
you kind of think they would feel each other out a little bit here, but maybe those goals were a little bit of a fluke. We'll see as it goes here. But the goals are high or low here.
Oh, a great scoring opportunity, and Stone Cold gets on the board. Susala puts it in the net.
What a great pass. Brought him down that side on that wing on the right-hand side. And he was wide open. Nobody there anywhere's near him.
Susala, one of the seniors on this Stone Cold team. He is joined by Brett Turmel, Cam Strusning, and Jacob Kennedy. So a couple of the seniors with both of the goals for Stone Cold. I could have caught that puck. It got flipped up so high.
Well, we'll see if Harbor Beach can, or the Pirates here can answer to this.
Oh, well, here comes Stone Cold, and another shot on goal, and good by Susala, scores his second goal within a minute, and it is now 3-1 in favor of Stone Cold.
I think, like I said before, I think Harbor Beach is a little rusty here. They're not getting back and covering on defense. They're letting them fly out here.
Dukoski having a tough time in goal right now for the Pirates, and we look at these previous matchups when these teams have played. We've had some high-scoring ones. The first matchup between the Pirates and Stone Cold was 8-7 in favor of the Pirates. And then the next time they played, Stone Cold won 8-5. Stone Cold trying to get another goal as the puck is tapped around. Kennedy had it. They'll try to keep it in the zone. They do. And they're still able to keep it in the zone. Oh, he tried centering it. Puck gets deflected towards the left boards. Stone Cold doing a good job right now of just keeping it in their zone.
It's just like flies around in there, just buzzing all over the place.
And here we go. The Pirates try to get something going, but it's knocked away. Kennedy with it now. For Stone Cold, but Rogan Buck gets it back for the Pirates. He loses it once again. Kennedy has it, a one-on-two, and the puck gets deflected. He did a good job of chasing that one down.
Like Harbor Beach isn't going for the loose pucks like they're going to need to do that.
In front of the net. Oh, great pass, but he just was unable to handle it with Mark Amon. Pirates are trying to get something to go. Right in front of the net, puck deflected, a great save. And now we have some collision near the net, but a great save by Stone Cold goalie Shane Stokin.
They pile up in front of the net there. As soon as they pile up there, start whacking at the puck there in front of the goaltender, another defenseman will come through and clear out in front of the net. And that's what happened. It was such a crowd there, it had nowhere to go but down.
And the refs are adjusting the goal, make sure it's on the poles and all good to go. We'll have a face-off right in front of the Stone Cold net. Harbor Beach was a man short, but you get Rogan Buck out there. And face-off is controlled by Stone Cold. They've got numbers, 3-on-2. Coming down, great stick handling, shot on goal, a good save. We had a Pirate go into the boards pretty hard down there.
We got another icing call.
It looks to be a little shaken up. It was number
24 on the S-Maker boys.
Yes, Travis.
The boards don't have a whole lot of give in this arena. That's why in this arena there's no checking against the boards. But what happened there is he got checked a little ways away from the board and went into it.
Another quick shot on goal, but somehow Dukoski saw that one and was able to make the save. Strusning puts a shot on goal. No good. Pirates get it and flick it ahead. Rogenbach will control on the right side. He'll take a slapper from the blue line. That was deflected. Essemaker able to get it back. Another shot on goal, but a great save. And another pad save right there. Man, Shane Stokin was having his work cut out for him, and then he allowed a goal right there at the 7:51 mark here in this first period. So the Pirates able to answer back, and it's now 3-2.
That one was scored by Derek Essemaker. It bounced around a little bit. He let a rebound come back out. Once he let that rebound come out, Essemaker gobbled it up, put it right over his shoulder.
Amen.